I'm sorry, that got a hold of us, man. I apologize for that. Be listening, Bink at Night tonight, 6 o'clock sharp. Jay Binkley, the great Jay Binkley, and his show Bink at Night, also Sundays as well after the football season. Also Sundays coming up as well, Bink on Sundays. Someone said there would be Budweiser at the reunion. I know there's going to be Bud Ice.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Bud Ice hasn't been around long enough to be a staple,
How long has Bud Ice been around? I just remember Bud Ice being in the cooler. Bud Ice and Crown. Crown Strong. Hennessy, obviously. How long has Bud Ice been around?
Bud Ice. Let's find out. 1994.
That'd be around the time of my memory of remembering sure. What beers are there. Yeah. Feels like Bud Ice been around longer than that. So you want to know how bad this game is? Is we have people like not the story of breaking down like what Mahomes may do against Patrick Peterson or how the Chiefs are going to defend David Johnson, one of the better running backs in the league, because nobody believes any of that matters. This is it.
No, I mean, we haven't, no one, it's like that thing that no one talks about. So no one talks about it. Kind of just call out the team captains and you go up there and whoever wants to call it, calls it.
The damn coin toss. And people are talking about this in a serious manner. They're giving this like, Mahomes is giving this like, it's the seventh inning of a baseball game and there's a no-hitter and nobody says anything about it. Like, you almost get concerned if they lose the toss. Will they start playing bad because of it? Will they start going, oh, hell, we didn't lost the toss. Whatever are we going to do? That's not how I want to attack it, or we're going to attack it. Vern, this is how I want to attack it. We understand the road team is the one that picks heads or tails. Who do you think would be the first person for the Chiefs to F up the flip? Because they've gotten all of them so far. Like, to me, and you got to think about it, it has to be somebody who is high enough on the team that they would be considered to be a captain. And the first name that comes to mind, if I had to go with a number one pick on who would be the first one to get the coin flip wrong, for me, it's 38 Ron Parker all day. Ron Parker, who is a veteran, who's probably one of the leaders on the defense by default, and I think he could be a captain one day, and I think he would be my number one pick to get it. Someone said Demetrius Harris. I don't think Demetrius Harris would ever be near anybody's captain.
Until if you've already clinched home field throughout the playoffs, Demetrius could be a captain.
I don't think Andy would give him that.
My number one pick is the former number one pick, Eric Fisher. Because Eric Fisher definitely has been and will be again a captain. And the reason why Fisher comes to my mind right away is because I can envision very early on in the press conference of Andy Reid and or Patrick Mahomes them absolving Eric Fisher of blame, getting out in front of it. Hey, I know a lot of you might be to want to talk about that. I just want you to know that, man, Eric Fisher did the best he could. They would be quick to defend Eric Fisher's call. Heads or tails, well, you got to understand where Fish's mind was at this. I just feel like they would be quick to defend the streak coming to an end to get the back of Eric Fisher because they know the pitchforks would be out.
See, because I feel like Eric would feel pressure when that coin flipped in the air.
But they need to get his back to build him back up.
That's
because
a good
they can
one.
See his confidence
That's
crumbling.
That's a good one. That's a good
he would have a bad game.
785, I'm kind of with you. Mr. Turtleneck himself, D. Ford. That feels like a guy, he come in there, all right, man, let me go. I'm going to go. All right, yeah, where we going with heads? Nah, I'm going to go ahead and go with that tails. Flip it. Damn.
So you see him just going rogue.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like he would do something. I feel like D-Ford would do something that was not discussed because D-Ford had a feeling.
Maybe the week after Mitch Morse comes back after that concussion, and he could chalk it up to said concussion.
Mitch isn't a bad one. Because Mahomes, I think they'd win it every year if Mahomes went out there.
Same with Colquitt. Colquitt's nailing it every time.
Yeah, yeah. Frank Zombo is one that I think, because he could be a special teams captain.
Right.
I think Frank Zombo is one who could blow it if he's healthy.
But it'd be great.
Because it has to be guys that have a standing on the team that would be. Someone said Eric Berry when he comes back. Damn. Someone said Dirty Dan. Like, I don't feel, maybe Dan, you know what? Maybe the week Dan comes back, he could be a captain.
Well, the way he's carrying himself around the place. Shoot, you think he made a tackle already.
The way people have lifted him up.
Dan is carrying himself made a bunch of plays already.
Oh, sir, I've got the one. Cam Irving. Cam Irving, to me, has to be right up there with a Cam Irving who has reached a point where I think he's going to be drugged to the Pro Bowl by Patrick Mahomes. Cam Irving, I think, has reached a point with a new contract that he could be high enough thought that he would be a captain and he would blow. He's another one that I could see going rogue on the flip.
Yeah, Andy would tell Cam, hey, I'm feeling heads. I got you, coach.
Like someone texted Sammy Watkins. I think it's got to be people who have a chance to be captains.
Anthony Sherman.
Someone texted in Anthony Sherman. Like, I feel like
Sherman this could be a is captain. A, oh boy. Andy loves him.
This is a good one. Reggie Ragland.
Mm. Reggie's not important enough to be.
Middle linebacker. Yes, he is. Middle linebacker.
Nasty.
Off the field, he's nasty. But a middle linebacker on the team. I could see Reggie Ragland getting the nod and absolutely blowing the coin toss. Top three. Is Reggie in there? I think Eric Fisher's a good one. I think Eric Fisher's in the top three. I think Ron Parker is too. I think Reggie Ragland, that's a strong one. That's a strong one. And even if they lost, they'd still probably win by 30. Newsflash.
Serta's newsflash.
I think Demetrius Harris would try to bring his own coin.
I feel like he
he's not going to be close to being a captain.
Demetrius would say, I think it's going to land on its side.
I'll take side. What? Just side.
That's not
you
baby,
high right now, Demetrius?
Let me hold side.
LeBron James broke out the headband for the first time in what feels like several years last night against the Timberwolves. It didn't take him long to show off the power of the headband. He finished with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. And a Lakers 114-110 win.
Man, you could tell that was a day that LeBron didn't get a fresh cut. LeBron generally knows that he's on TV every time and knows when he's on national TV. And there's not a lot, like, LeBron's hair is absolutely gone. It was time for him to come on home 6-7 years ago. But LeBron, through Dak's wave grease, I believe, and a brush that he always has on the bench, and a fresh cut every time before he comes out, he looks. Yesterday, it was clear he did not get a fresh haircut. And I think that was a part of why he had the headband.
Was it one of those double headbands where it looks like two little headbands glued together?
It wasn't like his old one.
He just created for his old ass.
It wasn't his old. Yeah, it wasn't like his old one. But Charles Barkley once said, "And that's the thickest headband I've ever seen in my life." No, it wasn't that one, but he sure as hell did not catch a barber.
I feel like it's a sign of desperation.
That no. LeBron doesn't believe it's desperation.
He has to go back to the headband to try to get some juice going.
Oh, you think desperation to the team? Oh, come on.
I appreciate where your energy level's at despite West Coast game last night.
Oh, yeah, it was good. I stayed up all the way. Derrick Rose tried to force me to not go to bed early because where the hell's he come from?
I was nervous about today.
This badass knee.
That late-ass game.
They don't look bad no more. You about to try it? Because I can't drink it. How is it? Because Serta, you said to Serta, hey, how do you
careful with that?
Hey, what kind is it?
Barley wine.
What does barley wine taste like? And you just simply wanted to know what it tastes like.
And he didn't give me any answer.
He just said, I don't like it.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
Remember, we do this every Thursday, and it is not going to be on the podcast page, but at 11 o'clock, the latest installment of Make Mahomes' Voice Sound Sexy Again. So tell everybody, I sent it out on a tweet to let everyone know that 11 o'clock is the time. It's the only time you will be able to hear it. So Make Mahomes' Voice Sound Sexy Again at 11. Some awful, awful news. I'm sure many have heard about the shooting in California, Thousand Oaks. A shooter entered a bar and opened fire. It was during a college night at a packed bar. 28-year-old gunman. He is dead from a self-inflicted wound. 12 people were killed, and at least a dozen people were injured, including a sheriff. Deputy was among the dead, which is just awful when we hear these things. It was weird when I first woke up, Vern. I saw it up and down Twitter, one of the first things that I do. And then I came across Samantha Ponder. She hosts Sunday NFL Countdown for ESPN. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. I saw this tweet. And it said, I cried yesterday when my 4-year-old came home saying she did a drill at school where you turn off the lights and hide and stand like a statue because there's a bad guy. She said it was just practice. I wake up to another reminder of why it's needed. Just heartbreaking. The first thing I thought when I read that and after coming off of seeing what happened this morning is I wanted to go to my daycare that I take my kids, the school I take my kids, because my son is 4 years old too. I wanted to go and see, are there any plans for them to do that? And not because I don't think they should, but because I would feel more comfortable, God forbid something like that ever happened, but I would feel more comfortable that my kids, at least their daycare has something, their school has something in place that they have practiced just in case the worst thing in the world happens. And it never crossed. But I think some people hearing this, I think there, and I told you this, I think there are people out here, there are parents out here who would be appalled by that.
How come?
And because I think there's some who may think that they're too, that their kids are, that they're too young to be even thinking about stuff like they're too young to be putting that and scaring them in their mind like that. But for me, when I read that, I literally wanted to go and talk to the lady who runs the school and just, is there anything in place that they have practiced and gone through? Because it would me as a parent, make me feel more comfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about it, and you don't want your children to have to think about it. But how many parents do you need to hear say, who I never would have thought it could happen here? You know, I don't have kids, but I always have been able to understand a quote I once heard, like, having a kid is like having your heart outside of your body. So, I mean, that hits home. I couldn't imagine.
We talk about it, like, yeah. We'll sit here and you'll see when a couple of times this happened, like, when the school they're at calls, mm-hmm. and I'm like, whoa, I'll just check out. You know, it's never been anything big, but yeah, that's what it is. I just, like, I think you, because you said, who would have a problem with it? I think you'd be surprised.
It's sobering, you don't want to accept it. I think those that read that and think, oh, it's unneeded, don't want to admit to themselves that it's needed, because we're the same age. It's been, what, 2, 3, 4 years now to where you can't deny it anymore, that it is a real
thing. And it can happen anywhere.
Right.
Include, like Sandy Hook, it can happen anywhere.
But if you're a little bit older than us, most of your life it's been, no, that's ridiculous. It's a school. But now there's nowhere. And I think, I don't know where you're at, but it's probably for me been about a year and a half where I just have sadly and soberingly accepted that this is something that happens everywhere. You're not safe anywhere. I mean, we've seen it at churches and synagogues.
Someone from the 816, and if you're just missing, Samantha Ponder, that's one of the first things I woke up and saw this morning. If you missed the act, there was a shooter and a mass shooting in California where 12 are dead, 13 if you count the shooter, including a deputy. And Samantha Ponder said her daughter, her kid who's 4 years old, came home and expressed, hey, man, we had to do a practice drill about, you know, just in case to stand still, just in case a shooting happened. And she was just like, it was sad. And the first thing it made me think was, I got a 4-year-old. Man, I want my kids. I want to make sure my kids are going through drills like this. Someone said here from the 816, Vern, and sir, I don't know if this applies to you. I did these drills in school 20 years ago. I think it's odd people think these are new. I never did active shooter drills.
I don't know what that person's talking about. I never did active shooter drills in school.
That person's school may have done it. I've never. Did you ever? I mean, you were in Michigan, a different place. So I never did. I did tornado drills, fire drills. I never did an active shooting drill.
No, I didn't either. We had a third one. We had like a war one, like a bombing one. But no, I never heard of it. That wasn't a thing you concerned yourself with.
Because, you know, you two, I sometimes piss you off when I call you guys and they're in the background letting it go. Like, 4-year-olds, like, I almost, knowing how hard it is to get them wrangled up sometimes, like, to practice something like this so they know an order, I think it's a big deal to have to do. So, that was just, when I read that this morning, I was like, man, it doesn't sad me, but it makes me think, like, man, I hope my school is doing it. And I came to Vern, I said, I bet you there's some people who were against this.
As far as the injuries go, guys that won't practice today, Eric will not practice today. He is making progress. Cam Irvin has been sick for a couple of days. He won't practice today. Hitch will not practice today with the ribs. Mitch Morse won't practice, and then Sammy's not going to practice. Sammy's is a day-to-day thing, hurt his foot, and so he's working on it. It is making progress, which is a good thing, but we'll hold him out today. Other than that, everybody's going.
I want you to be careful here. That was Andy Reid. What would you say the percentage of people who listen to our show believe that my football knowledge is stupid?
Our listeners, they think your football's knowledge is stupid. 25%? I don't know. I think that might be high. Why would you listen to a show if you don't think the main guy's?
Well, he could smart. Be entertaining as hell and sound sexy. But
it's definitely not that.
It is, but that's what drew you, baby. But none of you could disagree with this, right? Like last night, we got suckered. I was the one who got suckered in, of course.
Always are.
Someone hit us up on Twitter and said, I don't know why Show and Vern and Serta always say that Sammy Watkins is the fourth option.
Because he is.
He's like a 1A, 1B, like him, Kelsey, and Hunt and Hill are all like the same. And I'm like, because those other three guys are going to go to the Pro Bowl. Just one reasoning why. Those others are going to go to the Pro Bowl, and Sammy's not. And even Spectre got sucked into it. And it makes me like no one, everyone, this is universal, right? About 99% of you, right? Everyone believes that Sammy is the fourth option here, right? Like, Even if you think that I'm stupid, that 25% of you, which may be 30, even if you think I'm stupid, like we all, that's one we can all agree upon, right? Sammy Watkins is the fourth option. Is that why you just said this is stupid? I'm not even going to address it.
Yeah. Because it has to be just those five
people
came, on Twitter.
This person came with it with numbers.
Yeah, I don't know how you don't take a step back and go, all right, I need a big play. I need a touchdown right here. I'm going to Tyreek. I'm going to Travis. Forget that. I have to cut one of the four. Who am I going to cut from this team? Forget contract. I mean ability. Who's the one that I can do without? It's Sammy Watkins.
Sometimes I don't understand it. It's not that, like, even if you disagree with me, that one's stupid, right?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad we can come together on this. We'll kiss here in a little bit. So we know when you have a quarterback, a great quarterback, there's generally casualties. And for me, I think it's pretty clear who should be the first one.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
So, you've fallen off track with your health and nutritional goals.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!